I like to shop at thrift stores. I don't know how many of you guys shop at thrift stores, but it's a unique and interesting experience. All of the clothes around you have a distinct smell. It smells like a mixture of body oils and dust and just overall musty. A lot of the clothes are stretched out or faded or really big or just things that you would not want to be caught dead in. But there's something really special about shopping at thrift stores. Even though there's a lot of discarded clothes that people don't like, don't want, you can occasionally find some gems, some things from past decades, clothes that are different, things that make you distinct if you wear them. The other week, I was at the Salvation Army here in Riverside, and I noticed two young women who were also there shopping. They recognized each other, and the one lady approached the other and said, "Hi, how are you? How have you been? I haven't seen you at church recently." I overheard their conversation because I was shopping just nearby. And the one woman was explaining that she had had to take two jobs to make ends meet. Her husband was unemployed, and they were struggling financially. Right there in the middle of the Salvation Army, the first woman bowed her head, grabbed the other woman's hands, and started praying for her. I was 4 feet away, and I heard everything. It was beautiful, and it was shocking. Recently, or in today's time, you don't really see people expressing their faith in public. We've become a society that is too offended by Christianity, by people showing their beliefs. We don't want to step on anyone's toes. To me, witnessing these women praying in public for each other, supporting each other, was amazing. It was something that I wasn't even a part of, but I was blessed by it. In Matthew 5, 14 through 16, God tells us to be the salt of the earth, to be a light on a hill, to spread God's word, to witness to others. Even though I wasn't a part of these women's prayers, I was blessed by it. They witnessed to me, and they didn't have to speak to me. In our scripture reading that was read before, in Matthew 7, 16 through 20, God talks about trees bearing fruits. What are these fruits he's talking about? He says good trees bear good fruits, and bad trees bear bad fruits. You will know who a person is by the fruits that they bear. I think he was talking about the fruits of the Spirit. If we live by the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control, we're living the way God wants us to. By living these things out to others, we are bearing good fruit. I caught a glimpse of what it was like to live by the fruits of the Spirit. A couple of months ago, I was at a cafe in downtown LA. We were seated next to four young ladies. One was telling her friends that she was struggling with God. She wasn't sure if there was a God. She was having a lot of issues with her relationship. The friends listened, and then one girl started to pray for her. I thought it was really interesting that this girl was going through a hard time. She needed support, she needed comfort, and her friends weren't there to give her texts to tell her, "Oh no, there is a God. You should believe because of this reason and that reason." They weren't trying to push religion on her. They were there and they were praying for her. A lot of the time, when we need something, people will say, "I'll pray for you. I'll keep you in my thoughts, in my prayers." But sometimes we need more than that. We need actual physical comfort. These girls were doing just that. They had taken her out to a cafe. They were listening to what she had to say, and they were there for her. They were praying for her journey, for her experience, for her to gain understanding and to grow in her relationship with God. That was exactly what she needed. They were meeting her physical, her social, and her emotional needs so they could better meet her spiritual needs. I think this is a part of witnessing that most people don't think of very often. We think of, oh, I need to go out and give this evangelical literature. We need to have a conference. We need to have a spiritual retreat. While that is witnessing, I believe that witnessing starts with how we live our lives and how we treat those around us. You can't talk to somebody about God if they're hungry. If witnessing is giving them food to meet their need of hunger, that probably speaks more than telling someone about God who can't even focus on anything because they're starving. We have to meet people's physical and emotional needs if they're lacking before we can meet their spiritual needs. I think this is witnessing on another level, and most of the time we don't think of it as witnessing. We think of it as just living our life, or maybe we've never even connected it this way. Lastly, I had a class last quarter. It was an art class, and I met a young man who I'd never seen on campus before. His name was Anthony. And we had this class together, and we became friends. And he started talking to me and telling me that he was in this religion class. He was taking Adventism and Global Perspective, I think it was. And he was telling me, I'm completely lost. I know nothing about God, nothing about the Bible, and here I am in this class all about Adventism and how it relates to the world. And he asked me, would you tell me about God? That's a big question. And I said yes, I would answer any questions he had. And I was thinking about it, and we have some CDs at home of the Bible being read like a story with a little bit of drama, so they're interesting, more like stories rather than just recitations. And so I asked him, would you like me to copy these for you so you can just have some background on what the stories are about? And he said he would love that. And with school and work and everything, I forgot to copy them for him. Not one class period, not two, but three. And every time I forgot them, he asked me, did you bring the CDs? He seemed really eager. And finally, I remembered. I wrote a note, and I made sure I did it. And I copied the CDs for him, and I brought them to him. And he seemed very grateful and thankful and said he would listen to them. After that, he never mentioned them again. And I didn't ask. He seemed like he was doing okay in the class since he never brought it up, and he had actually said he talked to one of his teachers after class and had gotten some help and understood more about Adventism. So I really want to ask him, did you listen to the CDs? How were they? And I might. If I see him in the future, I might check up. But I think something we need to remember is we shouldn't always be looking for the immediate results. Maybe it's not his time. Maybe he'll find the CDs in 20 years and listen to them and have a life-changing experience. We live in a society that wants instant gratification. We want the person to start coming to church next week. We want a baptism. Sometimes I feel like we can be more focused about getting stars on our crown or how many people we bring to church. Instead, I think we need to live and support people for who the person is, to take care of their emotional needs and their physical needs, and help with their spiritual needs, even if that means just planting the seed and waiting to see where it goes. So today, may you, faithful believers in Christ, be a light on a hill, the salt of the earth, and the tree that bears good fruit.